Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. November is a month for thanks and giving. 100 Men Who Care, the Sioux Empire chapter, is a fraternal club that meets once a quarter for micro-philanthropy. Brian Anfinson is co-founder, and he joins us inside the Kirby Family Studio in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio today to explain how the program and how micro-philanthropy works. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is a nationwide group. This is a chapter of a larger organization. Tell us about the organization itself and this, you know, overall idea of meeting once a quarter, getting 100 people together.
Sure.
To open their checkbooks.
So yeah, there are several chapters across the nation. There's women's chapters, men's chapters, even kids chapters that have the school involved with that. So actually, Sioux Falls does have a women's chapter. They started a few years ago, and we are fairly new. We're about a little over a year old here in Sioux Falls. So yeah, we just had our fifth event last Monday. So we are newer and growing, so yeah.
And you get together, you spend time socializing, mm-hmm. Hanging out with other men who are interested in and making a difference in their communities, and then you learn about organizations. Tell us a little bit about how the gatherings unfold and what happens at the end.
Sure. So we gather once a quarter. We invite 100 men. Our members are, you know, small business owners, entrepreneurs, lenders, bankers, kind of all over the board as far as the memberships. And we invite three local charities. They're all member nominated. They have to be here. They have to be local charities. So we have our member at each event. We have them select three, and then we vote on that. And then we invite them over to our event, let them talk for about 5 minutes each, do a Q&A, and then we all vote on where the majority of our financial donations go. So we kind of do a little bit differently than most chapters. Most chapters will give 100% of the funds to the one with the most votes, but we wanted all the charities to go away with something. So 80% of the funds go to first place, and then the other two get 10% each.
Nice. The idea of people coming together when we talk about micro philanthropy, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people look around and, you know, there's people who can donate large amounts of money and have their names on the plaques and their names mm-hmm. on the buildings. And most people are going to have a smaller, you know, write a smaller check, but this gathering is a way to have a bigger impact. Tell me a little bit about how micro philanthropy works.
You're right. Yeah. Most people want to help and give back in some way. I think it's in our nature to do that. But the problem with that, a lot of people don't know where that money is going. They don't know if that $20 or $30 is actually going to do anything. So we really kind of changed the way someone can give back by just investing a small amount. You can be part of something really big, and you know, it's a concept of number, or it's the compound of numbers and the power of numbers, where you get 100 plus guys together, everyone donates $100, and that's $10,000 raised in one night. So we keep it very simple, and our events are an hour and a half. We spend about an hour, you know, networking and socializing, and a lot of these men want to meet other men, you know, with similar interests in that, and they want to work and do business with other men that care. So that really appeals to a lot of our members, is that social and networking aspect of it. So, but yeah, I mean, the concept is really simple, and we find that a lot of people enjoy that you can be part of helping raise $10,000 and, you know, a night. So
what kind of work are you in? Are you in real estate?
I'm a real estate agent.
Me a little bit, as you do the work that you do in the world, mm-hmm. how these quarterly meetings and meeting these other people who are really putting this part of their lives, you know, I'm putting this on my calendar, like, you know, giving and being with other people who want to give and men who want to change their community. You know, I'm making an appointment for that. How does that affect you, like, the rest of the year, as you just do the work that you do in the world?
Well, we have a board of about 9 men. We meet up about once a month. And in between events, we spend probably most of our time just promoting or organization, yeah. trying to get the word out. That's been our biggest challenge, is just getting the word out and letting everybody know. So we meet up for about an hour a month, and when we have our get closer to our events, we spend more time, you know, getting the venue set and the food and all that and the catering and all that. So we spend about a year getting it organized.
Right.
And brainstorming and figuring out all what we wanted to do.
But what I'm getting at is just having that be part of your life has to change the part of your life that's not related to those causes. Just bringing integrity and leadership and, you know, the idea of philanthropy into the workforce.
Yeah, well, we wanted to, you know, give back, and I think everybody wants to do it in some way or another. So it has been very rewarding, I do have to say. I mean, we've raised almost $25,000 in the last year or so, yeah. and we've given that away to 15 local charities. So it does, you know, feels great, and I think a lot of the members, you know, really enjoy that they're part of that they donated $100, and at the end of the night, you know, you raised yeah. all that money, and throughout the year, we've raised a lot. So
then you turn over that big check. You know, yeah. you get to be part of the big check
yeah.
people.
Photo ops, yeah, right? That's always fun. Yeah,
which most people, again, don't get.
They don't
you
get
have
to do that.
Men
yeah.
from all kinds of different businesses. Give me an idea of just how broad your membership is.
Sure. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of bankers, lenders, a couple of real estate agents, of course, and just kind of the whole spectrum of that. Mostly a lot of entrepreneurs that want to just, you know, get out there and meet other men. You know, like I said, I mean, a lot of these guys want to do business and network with these and, you know, become friends with men that are, you know, have similar interests and want to give back. So,
right. yeah.
you know, it always makes for good business to work with somebody that cares and wants to give back to the community. And, you know, it's genuine.
Tell me how people can get involved. How do they connect with you?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. I mean, that's our main source. You know, we don't have a website or anything. We're still fairly new, so we do have a Facebook page, and you can message us on that or to get more information. to become a member, to become a sponsor, we are nonprofit. 100% of the funds go to the charity. So every member on our board is a volunteer-based position. So we don't get any money out of it. So we do rely heavily on sponsors. And, you know, membership is really important. We do want these men to make a commitment to at least attend the meetings or donate mm-hmm. to these. So, you know, the more men we have, the bigger the impact. You know,
right.
that 100 is kind of a aspiration. We really want to go beyond that. And, you know, the more we have, the more impact we can really help with.
So. Right. Brian Anfins, anything else that you wanted to talk about today, that we hit all the high points here?
I think we hit it
yeah.
all.
When's the yeah. next meeting? Yeah.
Well, we still have to figure that out. So we just had our last event on Monday, and we do it about every 3 months.
Yeah. So into 2020. So you've got some time now
yeah.
to sort of, you know, figure out how you're going to participate. You won't. You know,
it'll probably be late.
Yeah.
Late February, early March.
All right. So check them out on the what's the Facebook page? 100 Men Who Care.
Sioux Empire Chapter. Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.